Well, Betty Lamar, the movie star who is Arthur Lorenz's wife, flew into town and found out about Mr. Lorenz's interest in Marge. The fiery Betty is on her way to the Aces now, with a gun in her hand, and Marge is her target. Neil Williams tried to warn Marge on the phone, but Marge isn't speaking to Neil. And Jane, who answered the phone, heard Neil say it was a matter of life and something. She couldn't hear the other words. We pick up the Aces and Marge at the bungalow, unaware of the approaching danger. Jane's still on the phone with Neil. Listen.
No, I'm sorry, Neil. I still can't make heads or shoulders of what you're saying. Yes, I hear the first part, a matter of life, but I still can't hear... What? Oh, is Mr. Lorenz there with you? Well, sure, I'll talk. He wants me to talk to Mr. Lorenz.
The guy's desperate, Marge. You are.
I will not. I told you.
Hello,
I
was... Mr. Lorenz. How are... Well, Marge? Just a minute. I don't think she's here, but I'll see.
Jane, I told you I'm not here.
But you said just for Neil.
I'm especially not here for Lorenz.
Hello, Mr. Lorenz. No, she's not here. Oh, yes, I'm sure she... Oh, are you going to start that, too? I can't hear the last part of it, Mr. Lorenz. I can only hear a matter of life.
They're both putting on a bit strong, aren't they?
No, I'm sorry. Hi. No, she's not hiding.
He thinks you're hiding.
And no, she's not really. She's just not here. If she was, I'd certainly... Hello? Hello?
Hung up on you, huh?
Oh, I think so.
Well, I don't blame him.
I think it's terrible the way you're acting, Marge.
It's my own life, and I'll lead it my way.
But he sounds so sad and excited.
Sad and excited?
Yes, he did. I felt sorry for him. I hate to say this, Marge, but you'll be sorry someday, and you'll find out that...
All right, then, I'll take my chances.
I always say a girl has to take the bitter with the better, and if you...
I know, Jane, I know. Now, for heaven's sake, let's drop the subject.
Well, rather than sit here the rest of the evening and listen to you two argue about whether Marge should be friendly with Neil, how about us all going to a picture show?
That suits me fine.
Oh, it's late, isn't it?
Well, no, it's only 10 to 9. We can still make the second show. What's playing around here?
Let me see. What is the picture?
I'll look
around?
It up, dear.
Oh, I hope it's something I haven't seen. I've been spending some of my evenings downtown in picture theaters, for want of a better...
Oh, here it is. At the Colony, they've got... what does this mean?
What?
All it says is $70 tonight.
Oh, that's one of those bags, huh?
You mean they don't even mention the pictures anymore?
$70. Have I seen that?
It's been a long time since I saw $70. Well, let me see what else there is around.
What's the Boulevard?
Oh, yes, the Boulevard. Here it is. The King and the Chorus Girl.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, I saw it.
Oh, you did?
Yes, and it's swell. You two go.
Oh, now, we're not going to leave you here alone.
Oh, I don't mind.
No, we won't mind.
Oh, I don't mind at all. I just as soon stay home. I got a little mending I want to do anyhow.
Well, we all want to go.
Wait, I'll call up the Colony and see what they've got there besides $70.
Oh, no, don't. I just as soon stay home.
But you said you wanted to go
to a picture. Oh, I changed my mind. I'd rather stay home. Now, you two go ahead. See that picture. It's awfully clever.
Well, if you insist on it.
Oh, but we ought to leave Marge here by herself.
But I'm not afraid, Jane. What's going to get me? The boogeyman?
The boogeyman. Remember how your mother used to say
yeah,
that?
Yes, yes, Jane.
Oh, I used to be so scared.
Mm-hmm, but you've outgrown it now.
Oh, sure. You know how children are. Yeah. She used to say to me, now, Jane. She used to call me Jane. Now, Jane, you better be a good girl. The boogeyman's going to get you. And I get so scared.
Boo.
Oh. Oh, dear, that's no fair. You oughtn't to do it.
All right. Get into your hat and coat and let's get going.
Well, all right. Is it all right, Marge? You sure you don't mind?
Yes, it's all right. And you're going to like the picture. Now, you two go right ahead.
Oh, somebody at the door.
I thought so. Just a minute, Jane. Now, you listen to me. I'm not here.
Where?
Oh, Marge, why don't you speak to him?
Oh, you think it's Neil?
Yes, it's Neil, all right. He's following up that phone call he made.
Well, why don't you speak to him? At least have it out with him.
I will not. I'm going to my room, and Jane, you've got to tell him I'm not here.
Oh, no, I don't like
him. Now, Jane.
Oh, all right, go ahead. I'll tell him.
I haven't anything to talk over with him, and I don't want to see him. Now, don't you two double cross me. Because if I hear him coming back here for me, I'm going to run out the back way.
All right, he won't come back for you.
Isn't it terrible the way she
well,
is?
Well, I'd better let him in, and we'd better tell him that she's out.
But I hate to. He's such a nice boy.
I know, but there's nothing we can do about it. Her mind's made up. Oh, Mrs. Loran.
Mrs. Loran?
Come in, won't you?
I will come in.
Oh, that's nice. Is Mr. Loran's over there tonight even?
No, he's not there.
Well, I guess he's busy with his contest. I was just reading in the paper this evening that they're going to announce the winner.
Hello, Miss Lamar.
You aren't alone by any chance.
No, where?
Why? What do you mean?
There's a little matter I want to settle.
Well, what sort of a matter? I don't...
Where's that woman?
What woman?
You are Mrs. Ace, aren't you?
Me?
Or are you? I was only here a few minutes the other night. Are you Mrs. Ace or aren't you?
Just a minute. What is all this? What do you want of her?
I want you to stay out of this.
Out of what?
Answer my question. Are you Mrs. Ace?
What is that you've got there? Is that...
Yes, it is.
It's a gun. Is that Bill?
Answer my question before
What's
I...
What's going on here? What do you mean
I
by...
I think you better stay out of this.
Oh, dear!
Oh, so you are Mrs. Ace. Now, I want Marge, and I want her right now. Where is she?
Well,
she's not here. She went to a picture show. Yeah, she went to a picture.
A movie fan. That's a laugh, isn't it?
What's a laugh?
I'm waiting till she comes back.
Well, what do you want to see her about?
About plenty.
What is it, dear? Why has she got that gun?
Because there isn't enough of Arthur Lorenz to pass around. Do you understand that?
Arthur Lorenz?
I don't understand it. What do you mean?
Oh, now, I think you've got the wrong slant on this thing.
You better just stay where you are.
Well, stop pointing that gun that way. You might hurt somebody.
Nobody worries about whether I'm hurt or not.
Well, Miss Lamar, if you'll only...
I'm here as Mrs. Lorenz, if you please.
Well, then, Mrs. Lorenz, you've got this thing wrong. Marge isn't interested in your husband. It's just the opposite.
Oh, he's interested in her, that is?
No, I meant...
I'll wait here for her. So help me, the minute she steps foot in that door, I'll kill her.
Yeah.
Take it easy, Jane.
Dad, did you hear what she said?
Sit down, you.
Oh, I can't. I'm so nervous. And look, I'm shaking like a thief.
Sit down.
Yes, ma'am.
You too.
But if you'd only let me explain this thing, you'll see how ridiculous it is. You've got it all wrong.
Sit down.
But... Will you please put that gun away? I can't stand it.
You'll get used to it. You better, because there's going to be some shooting here tonight.
You mean Marjorie? You can't shoot her.
Oh, I can't.
She's my best friend.
If you sit down.
Oh, I'm so nervous I can hardly... I think I'll go out in the kitchen and make myself a cold roast beef sandwich on rye.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes, you said a cold roast beef I said that, didn't I? You see how nervous I am on account of that gun? I think I better go fix myself something to eat.
You'll not leave this room. Wait a minute. Is there somebody in there? Is she there?
Who?
Just a moment, please.
I'll find out if she's there or
not. You can't be searching this house like this. What do you mean?
You stay where you are.
Can I say one thing before you do something you're sorry for? No, she's not here, I tell you. Mrs. Lorenz, please listen to what I want to say.
Well, make it snappy and good.
I don't know what you've heard or what you've tried to piece together about Mr. Lorenz and Marge, but it's not true. If it were, wouldn't she be in the contest? Wouldn't she be going to Hollywood or making a career for herself in pictures? Wouldn't
just
she...
Just a minute, Ace.
Hello, Luella.
Jane, please.
Oh, Luella, look who's here. Don't you recognize Betty Lamar, the movie actress? You're one of Luella's favorites, Miss Lamar.
So you're Marge.
Marge? No, this is my daughter. I mean, she's the girl that sort of works around
the house. Marge.
Oh, Marge, be careful.
It's Bill.
I couldn't help overhearing you, Miss Lamar. Mrs. Lorenz to you. Well, then, Mrs. Lorenz, I couldn't help overhearing you.
Heroic, huh?
Are you looking for me?
I certainly am.
Mrs. Lorenz, you can only be calm.
Calm? You only knew how calm I am. And I seem to anticipate everything I'm doing. If I've been here before, I knew you'd be the woman. I knew you before you came out. I knew I'd be standing here saying these lines. I seem to have said them before. The whole thing seems so carefully rehearsed.
You see, you've worked yourself up to a nervous state, and now
you know why? Because for 4 years I've known this would happen. Ever since I married Arthur Lorenz, I knew that someday I'd have to do this to hold his love.
And you think this is the day, and that I'm the woman, and this is the thing you have to do to hold the man you married.
You see, there's nothing to it. She's
not... You can only stop pointing that
gun. For 4 long years I've tried to hold on to the only happiness I've ever found. That happiness means my life. Nothing else matters. If it means killing the woman who thinks she can take him from me, I can even do that as calmly as I stand here now.
Well, why don't you? Why don't you do it and get it over with?
I seem to be enjoying this, watching you squirm.
Oh, was I? I'm sorry.
Oh, you go right ahead. Maybe you'd like to say a few words.
Well, I can't seem to think of anything you'd be interested to hear.
Surely there must be something. How about that well-known speech about, even if I do kill you, I won't have his love back again. Well, how about it?
It's been done, hasn't it?
Sure, they all say it.
I think I'll be different.
Well, maybe you'd like to deny the whole thing. You'd even like to say you never saw Lorenz, but he doesn't mean a thing to you.
He doesn't, I tell you.
He doesn't seem to want to deny it.
Oh, what good would it be if I did?
None. None in the world. I'd just like to hear you say it, that's all.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Lorenz.
Oh, you're sorry?
Yes, especially sorry for you.
Vader, I don't want any of your sympathy. I've had enough of it in the 4 years that I've been married to him. Friends wouldn't tell me what I've been afraid to hear. It took me to find this out for myself.
Find what out?
Oh, so you are denying.
Oh, there's nothing to deny.
Of course there is, and you've got this all wrong. Mr. Lorenz only happened to take the house next door here. We only knew him casually.
Oh, casually? She never went out with him.
Well, twice a day do you call that going out with him? Why, Anne?
Jane, will you?
Oh, hush, both of you. Well, Mrs. Lorenz, what now?
Marge, wait, just...
Oh, at the door.
Hey, where you are, Mrs. Aiden.
Let go of me.
Hurry, Jane, open it while I hold her.
I am, dear. Be careful now.
Get out of the way, Marge.
If you think this is going to settle, Jane.
Jane, you all right? Are we on time?
Oh, how terrible thing.
Marge, hurry up, you two.
You let go of my arm.
Thank goodness we got here.
What have you done? Nothing yet, but if you haven't grabbed her, when I did.
All right, dear. You can let go of her now.
Oh, stop, but this is a fine time to start getting jealous. Grab that gun, somebody.
Give it to me, Betty.
Stay away from me.
Marge, you all right?
I guess so.
Betty, will you hand me that gun before you do something?
Stay away from in front of her, all of you.
Watch out, Marge. Betty, I ask you once more. Give me that gun.
There's only one person I'm going to give it to.
Well, give it to me then.
Well, somebody do something. I can't keep this hold up much longer.
Marge, move over here.
Neil, get out of the way.
I will not. I'll get that gun.
Where I'll kill you is even so much... Stand away from in front of it, all of you.
Marge, watch out. You cannot do this, Betty. You must give me that.
Don't come near me, Arthur. Don't. I warn you not to.
You give me that gun.
I warn you. You're
following me. Oh, it worked, Neil.
This is Lorenzo, you heard?
He did it.
Now grab that gun, somebody.
I told you I would. He made me do it.
Quick, call an ambulance or a doctor.
I got her. She won't do any more shooting.
Dear, do you still have to keep holding her? It's all over now. You've held her long enough.
Jane, will you stop that?
Pick him up. Put him on here.
Hey, no.
Think that a simple movie contest would involve the Aces in such a tragedy. We'll learn more details when next we meet the Easy Aces.